All right, on to a new system now, which is called the respiratory system, unfortunately. They never consulted me when they named these systems. I would have called it the ventilatory system, because respiration really is happening inside the cells, right? Cellular respiration respiration is used for both processes, but that's unfortunate because it's then ambiguous. Ventilation refers to bringing air in and out of the lungs, which is really what the respiratory system is involved in. But that's just one function. The system, like any organ system, has multiple functions. I'm sure you could have guessed that function, which is gas exchange, right? Two primarily that we care about are exchanged between the respiratory and circulatory systems. Oxygen, of course, and carbon dioxide. Usually it's oxygen that is going into the blood from the lungs, and usually it's carbon dioxide that's going into the lungs from the blood. I say usually, of course, because neither system has any control over the direction, right? What determines the direction? Just the direction of the gradient, right? It's just a purely passive process. It's diffusion of those gases. But what about other functions? You should be able to guess at least some of the functions, other functions, if you're not reading right from the book. What else does the respiratory system do besides allow us to exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide? No guesses even? I'm demonstrating one right now. Right, communication is one. It allows us not only to say words, it allows us to sigh and scream and grunt, sing, moan, all kinds of other communications. What else? Smell, right. Olfaction is a function of the respiratory system because taking air in through the airway brings those particles that can lead to the sensation of smell into the nasal cavity where the nasal epithelium houses sensory receptors. What are those particles that can lead to the sensation of smell called? You all learned this months ago in 201. Odorants. What am I doing up here? Yeah, they're called odorants. Remember, tastants are things that can lead to the sensation of taste. Odorants are things that can lead to the sensation of smell. Okay, well, anyway, that's... if you didn't bring any air into the airwaves, of course, you wouldn't have any idea that those odorants were there. They wouldn't interact with your receptors, so you wouldn't smell them. What else? Anyone think of anything else without looking? Well, another thing is evaporative cooling. When we exhale... we exhale water. Now, humans aren't so big on this because we have so many sweat glands all over our body that we don't really need to pant. But we can pant, and when we pant, if we just exhale deeply through our mouth, we're losing a lot of water evaporatively, and that cools us. Other animals, though, that don't have sweat glands do this quite a bit, right? You see, in the summer, take a look at birds that are out in the sunlight. They will, or usually the ones that have to pant are trying to avoid the sunlight in the middle of the day. The doves have no problem with it. They don't even pant. But other kinds of birds will be hanging out in trees in the shade, and if you look at them, they'll have their beaks open and they'll be panting pretty quickly. So evaporative cooling is another function. Blood pressure regulation. The respiratory system is involved in that because, as we'll talk more about later, The lungs are involved in the renin-angiotensin system that I'll really explain in greater detail in the urinary system chapter. But the lungs are involved. Okay, so that's another function. They're also involved in another sort of regulation, which is acid-base regulation. Now, you should already know, based on what I've taught you this even this class, not even 201, why that's true. How is it that the respiratory system can be involved in acid-base balance? Blood pH, yes, is what I'm talking about, but how is it that the respiratory system is involved in that? What about CO2? Right, it's this whole reversible reaction that I was talking about, right? CO2 and water combine to form carbonic acid, which then splits into hydrogen ions and bicarbonate ions. So the more CO2 that's in the blood, the more acidified the blood gets, right? And that's why I told you before, that's the whole reason your body forces you to breathe when you're trying to hold your breath. It's not you run out of oxygen. It's that the CO2 buildup makes your blood acidic and your brain can't tolerate that, so it forces you to breathe. Well, by ventilating, by exhaling CO2, either more or less, the system is adjusting what the CO2 level is in the blood, and therefore keeping pH where it should be. Also, because ventilating causes pressure in the body, there is what's called a thoracic pump, which I don't think I remembered to mention even when we were in the blood chapter or the one of those cardio or circulatory system chapters. We talked about the skeletal muscle pump, right? Helping to push blood through veins. Or lymph through lymphatic vessels. Well, there's a thoracic pump also. When you inhale, that increases the volume of the thorax, which then presses on the abdominal organs, and doing this over and over causes a pump. So that squeezes on vessels in the thorax and the abdomen alternately. And so that can also help blood through veins and lymph through lymphatic vessels. You normally don't want clots to form unless it's a wound that you're trying to clot. You don't want clots to form in your bloodstream, though, but that does happen sometimes. And definitely you can lead to trouble, right? Tiny clots aren't a big deal as long as they're dealt with. And tiny clots tend to get snagged at the lungs, which dissolve them before they become a problem at the brain or elsewhere. So that's another function. It filters out small blood clots, the respiratory system does. And then another one is that it's kind of related to this thoracic pump. If you take a deep breath and then close off your mouth and nose, when you bear down, in other words, you're causing a bunch of pressure in your abdomen because that pressure is squeezing on all those abdominal organs. And so this can be useful for expelling any of three things, depending on what the need is: urine, feces, or fetus during childbirth, right? So that's another function of the respiratory system. Pretty long, much longer list than most people would think of if you asked them, because most people would say, well, it's about breathing, and that's about it. Oh, this never turned on? What the hell? Let's see whether the other one. No, I didn't realize it was dark behind me this whole time. Well, let me pause this recording.